So there's this sound that went viral that the lady said, if you want to call your wife, don't call her cheap names like sugar, honey, salt. Call her expensive name like house rent, cement, bag of rice, you know, expensive names, bag of gari. Oh, hello, beauties and gents. What's going on, people? How are you doing? What's popping? What's happening? I hope we're good. I hope we're jiggy. I hope we're blessed. Like we always agree on this pod. If you are just joining us for the very first time, you're welcome to the ANS podcast. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for coming back to listening to your girl. I'm super, super excited to having you all in the house today. Okay, so we've been talking about the Nigerian economy for a while now, and today we're looking into the price. Sorry about that. We're looking into the price ranges of things. Like, things have been going up and up and up. Okay, so for instance, bag of rice. I think bag of rice now, last I heard, is now like 80k or so, or 70k. What else? Normal gari. Okay, so in the area where I am, they sell gari in custard rubbers. Now, if you're familiar with the market prices and market, like how the markets sell their stuff, they have like measurements that they use to sell whatever it is that they're selling. Now, in this area that I am in, they use custard rubbers. We all know the popular custard rubbers that has a yellow container. That custard rubber of gari currently in this side should be about 1.8, if I'm not mistaken, or 1.5, thereabout, but from that range. So it is not funny anymore. Things are going out of hand day by day by day. And you hear some people tell you things like, the reason why this is happening is because, well, they got some of these goods for a very high rate when the dollar was the price it was, and then you don't expect them to come over and then start reselling these things at a loss, because they're going to have to sell, if we want them to sell it at or to immediately go back, we now have to stop. They'll be on the losing side, because they bought it when dollar was 1.8 and then they are now selling it when dollar is 1. So no, it doesn't work like that for them. There are also people that are just naturally wicked. Now, there are people that have actually gotten new stock at the new price, but just because other people are selling it for that price, they are not ready to switch the price down or bring it a bit lower. So they are over profiting. They are making so much profit from the market. And then you have the other set of people that are just they are just fixed. Like, what if you like, buy, if you like, don't buy. And then when you look into producers, right? The people that are actually producing these items from the industries, you realize that they are doing the same thing. So basically, they're just, maybe the stock that they bought it for that high range, and then they're selling it for a, they want to use it for their industry produce, and then they have to sell it for, they have to use whatever it is that they're using for the produce and sell it still at that price until the stock is out. So should we blame them? The food insecurity is crazy. It is really, really bad. And if the government could actually like listen to NLC and probably increase the wage range, because I don't know how you pay people peanuts and then you expect that they survive and come to work and actively work the work for you. I don't know where it works. I don't know where it works. So if like bodies, and okay, I got to find out that there are actually no particular bodies in place that regulates these prices. There's no particular person or like maybe an organization or a federal parastatal or something that has been put in place particularly to look into this price matter. But in the 1970s, there were actually some controls that Obasanjo tried to put up then because of this price stuff happening then. So there were some controls that were put in place to help in curbing the price thing. So there was, I think the control that was there then that time was the price ban. So, okay, maybe for a particular goods or service, they tell you, okay, you're supposed to sell within these ranges. Let's say, okay, you're selling, let's use common pure water now. You're supposed to sell between 10 naira to 5 naira, 5 naira to 10 naira, that kind of thing. That was, this was a control act that was set up as at the time, right? But in our current economy, nothing is working. Like, it's that, if you even think about yourself, do you think it can actually work out? If, for instance, okay, the government comes today and says, all right, they want to influence the market and then, okay, put in these price ranges or price bands, it's going to be very difficult implementing it. Because how do you want to... Well, that's still an option. But then I just feel like it's going to be extremely difficult implementing it. The only thing that for now might actually cause a little tiny difference is competition. If, for instance, someone comes to the market and then tells you, oh, I'm selling my own custard of Gary for 1-2 and then my neighbor is selling for 1-5, obviously everybody wants to come and buy from me and my neighbor is not going to sell so much. So if there is more competition in the market and people actually like seize opportunity of the competition and then actually lower their prices, for heaven's sake, understand that, okay, yes, you got these things at a higher price, but if you think about it, well, would it be a loss so much? Would it be so much of a loss? Please just help me answer these questions. Let's actually interact. Because I really do need your input. I mean, this price thing, if you're in Nigeria, you know for a fact that it is really, really affecting everybody around. So I'd love to know your thoughts on this matter. All right, people, that should be all for now. Don't forget to stay jiggy, stay blessed. Now, Nigeria economy is crazy. And talking about it is me putting myself on the spot because I was just pissed at the time when I decided to go into this topic. But then, this is me talking and I hope I'm sharing some little information that might actually be of help. Because for the remaining days till the end of this particular week, I'm going to be sharing a few ways I think we can help in cushioning the effects of this economy on ourselves. So stay tuned. All right, people, that should be all for now. I love you all. Thank you so much for sticking around. And I hope this wasn't so boring. All right, bye. Bye for now. See you tomorrow.